Hey, brother.
Hey.
How you doing?
Hey. How's it going?
Hey, brother, is what you're supposed to say back.
Hey, brother.
Hi.
That's what's up. How's hey, what's up?
You say that again in English?
Dude, what's going on, man?
How you doing?
Dude, I'm chilling. I'm work has been long. It's been
Yes,
exhausting.
this week has been long, and I'm looking forward for a 3-day weekend.
3-day weekend. It's Labor
Yeah,
Day?
man. Labor
Labor
Day weekend.
Day? Dude, I didn't
Off
even realize
Monday.
that.
And what's nice is the first was yesterday. So yesterday was business day one for my work, because it's always on the first of the month. So really, I have business day. Two was today, three's tomorrow, four is Friday. We're off Monday, so I don't set KD like knowledge dates till Tuesday,
Tuesday.
which is so nice.
So,
Like not having it on a Friday, it's always like that. It's so
yeah, I
nice
was
to
gonna
have
say
it
it's
on a
early.
Tuesday.
Yeah.
Well, not early. I'm just saying it's not on a weekend, like not leading into a weekend, which is nice.
Right.
Because like
That's a good
I always
point.
just stay late that night, so it's like
Yeah.
nice not to stay late on a Friday for once. So I have a 3-day weekend, and then I have knowledge dates on that next day, which is great.
Yeah, true.
Sorry. I had a little beer.
Oh, mine's still in the fridge. Oh, it's getting cold.
Oh, go get it.
Oh, should I go get it?
I already finished mine though, so. Does
What?
that mean I have to drink? Does that mean I have to drink another one? Yeah, I finished
Wait,
a whole beer.
what did you have? Which one?
I
Milkshake
had.
IPA, triple berry
Oh.
36. It
Oh,
was barrel eggs in 16
dude.
barrels. And it was got some wine spritzer in it. Is that that's
Not
you're about to
what
give
I
me the
had.
rundown, aren't you?
I literally have two beers left in my fridge, and one of them was an Alien Church IPA, just a normal IPA, like 7%. And I had it with dinner, but I just finished it. It's not a milkshake IPA. It's just a regular IPA.
You literally only buy milkshake IPAs with like
No, I
30% lactate
don't.
in it. Yeah.
30% lactate?
No, I
Oh, okay.
don't.
So
As you do, as
removal
you
of
like.
lactose is inside?
Yeah, so
They put
that's what I
lactate milk in it, Ian?
meant.
Lactate pills?
So it actually has no lactose in it? Yeah.
I have
So.
one beer in my fridge right now. One beer. It's a Black is Beautiful collaboration,
Great song.
and I think it was with Weathered Souls, and I think it's 10%, which I don't think I'm drinking tonight because it's almost 10 o'clock and it's a
Oh,
Wednesday night.
no.
But it's a half barrel aged stout blended with a normal stout that's not barrel aged, and it's the two are concocted into one can.
You just have that memorized. You just have that. You just know what it is.
I mean, I don't have it memorized. I just know what I bought.
Okay.
It's not that
Oh,
hard.
okay.
And that's what that beer is, though. That's what the Black is Beautiful collection was, and with all the breweries that like jumped in on it. The only other
Sounds
thing in my
good.
fridge, alcohol-wise, there's some White Claws, three White Claws. I think they're Aaron's though, so I don't really want to drink those. And then I have four Oktoberfest, same amount as
Oktoberfest.
Oktoberfest, sitting in my laundry room that are not even cold, so I'm not drinking those.
But okay, so talk to me about this. So, why did you buy them? Because you said you're waiting till October, but it's a little bit away.
So, yeah,
Is
so
it
we were at
for a rainy
Wegmans.
day?
Yeah, so we were at Wegmans. So, honest truth, we were at Wegmans last week,
Honest truth.
and last year I like. When it gets a little chilly out, like fall hits over here, I do crave like an Oktoberfest, like out at a restaurant. Like if they're like, yeah, we have Sam Adams Oktoberfest seasonal on draft, I'm like, I'll take it. I don't
It's
really
on
crave it any other
draft.
time. Yeah, it's really good on draft. So last year I wanted it in bottles and I waited too long. So after I had it on draft at a restaurant, I was like went to Wegmans and checked for it. It was gone, sold out. I was like,
Oh, shoot.
what? So then I went to Weiss next to my apartment, sold out. I was like, okay, well, I guess I'm not getting this beer. So I just got like another like Marzen style Oktoberfest beer lager.
In storage.
Yeah, so I think it was Trogues. I can't remember who made it. I think it was Trogues though. And that's what I had last year. So this year, when I saw it at Wegmans, because I saw it last year at Wegmans early, and I was like, oh, I'll get it, you know, later. I'll get it in a month when I want it. And then it was sold out. So this year I saw it at Wegmans. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to buy it now because that way, if it sells out in a week or 2 weeks, I still have it in my thing. So I have it in my laundry room ready to go. So I'm like slowly been trickling them into my fridge when I crave one. But because it's already chilly now, like it's kind of crazy. So
is it really? No, it's not.
Dude, I'm not even joking. Like this weekend was nice. And then Monday came. The past 3 days have been dark, cloudy, and cold.
No.
And it sucks because I'm not even joking. And like it's been like high. Well, today was warmer, but Monday and Tuesday were like high, like 72. Like high. So like I woke up in the morning, it was chilly. Like it's like 68 degrees in the morning. I'm like, I'm not used to this. It's not sunny either. So it's like cold.
It's a sweatshirt weather, you know, and pants.
Yeah.
Connor.
I mean, I wasn't it's 60s like, I'm only here, in the apartment. So
that's sweatshirt and pants weather. That's
yeah.
That's,
and like swapping clothes. I'm wearing a sweatshirt right now. Cause like I was chilly today, but
yeah.
Still wearing shorts. Like I don't really need pants, but like it's just annoying. Like, I think I checked the weather though. I think it's going to clear up. I think tomorrow's still cloudy again. I think rain's coming through, but Friday, Saturday looked nice, like 85 and sunny. So it's not officially fall until, you know, later into September, but
right.
But I'm just saying, like, it's crazy how like it like September hit and like here it is, like cold. Like summer's over. Okay. Like I'm sure our pool's freezing now, and our pool closes this Monday. So like we'll probably jump in it this weekend. That's it. We're done.
Because it closes on Labor Day. And then it closes
till Memorial Day. Yep, next year.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's the long story of why I bought Oktoberfest early.
Okay.
at the same time, because you know how this works. I'm sure it isn't the same way in Arizona, where all these seasonal things pop up in the stores, and it's like, why? Summer's not even over.
Yeah.
Like, why it's in the stores? You see fall things already in the store too.
Yeah, everything's
always shop. Okay. So like
it's all the Halloween stuff like, already store, in.
Yeah, all the Halloween things are out, all the Halloween candies out, like everything like that, all pumpkin spice stuff's out.
Yeah.
So I grabbed the Oktoberfest. And then at the same time I walked down the aisle, I'm like, Aaron, this is something you like. And it's like more seasonal beers and stuff, and it's a cider because she loves cider, and it's a apple cider donut cider.
What?
Apple cider donut. And then it's like, so it's just like a heavy cider with like a lot of cinnamon and like I think it's like
nutmeg and nutmeg. Yeah. Winnebago and yeah,
Winnebagos are in there.
the RV company's in there.
Yeah, and it's like this small like New York brewer, and it's like a 4-pack of cans of cider. It was like $11. I'm like, okay, I guess we're getting this. So we haven't even tried that, but it's also in the laundry room, like ready to rock for when it gets a little chillier. We'll probably try it. It's like 7% apple cider.
It's just so funny that you say that. It's like, oh, when it gets a little chilly, you know, we just pop it open and just open up by the fire.
Yeah, because like you gotta do. This interview if I have fire, just like has to, you know what I mean? Like, you get to in the mood for like a comforting, get the Lego like, set out,
and
drink.
We just start building. Yeah.
I didn't say Lego set,
bro. That's what I would do. Pop open the, you know, the computer with the fireplace.
Speaking of which. The set released yesterday, the Mandalorian set, and I cannot make up my mind if I should order it or not.
First of all, how did you not already order that? Second of all, I'm disappointed that you didn't order that already. Third of all, I want to see the unbox on that, and I want to see it on YouTube. Okay,
are you going to go buy the set too and build it with me?
Fourth of all, if you get it, then I must have to get it then too, so that I can put it in my house. So I don't know.
So I found out something about the set. So there's only two ways to get it. They're not selling it at Target or at Walmart, which is kind of weird.
Order What's only? That? Is it order it's only?
So Lego.com, you can order it. Lego store, you can pick it up.
Oh,
Amazon. Amazon did a collaboration with Lego on some sets, and this is one of them, and you can literally only get the set through Amazon. So I was like, oh, I'll go pick it up at Target. Oh, I'll go pick it up at Walmart. Nope. It only exists on Amazon. So if I order it, I'll get it on Saturday, at this point, because it's already Wednesday night, because that's 2 days shipping, Thursday, and then it'll be Friday, Saturday, which is fine because I'm not going to build it before then anyway. But it comes in a special box that literally fits the set. It's not like a weird Amazon box. It actually is a special box that fits the box of the set that Amazon ships it in. And
dude, I'm looking at it right now.
The Amazon set?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. So that's, yeah, I watched a couple of reviews on it. It looks really nice. I just don't know. I don't know if I'm gonna get it or not. It's a lot of money, you know.
Yeah, I mean, what else could $130 get you? It could get you
Lego-wise?
No, set-wise? Just in the world. Like, I don't like
a lot of things. So speaking of which, funny that you brought that up. I was looking at getting that Elgato mic.
Yeah.
For our podcast. Like to have a good USB-C mic without having to, well, not necessarily just for podcasts, but also for Discord, because I have the issue with the interface right now.
And streaming on Twitch and stuff like that, yeah.
Yes, exactly. Because I want to use my Discord for Twitch, but I can't use my good microphone I'm using currently, my Audex microphone, because it doesn't connect with Discord unless I get the USB-C interface, right?
Right, right.
Through Personas, which I don't want to upgrade to right now. It's $500. So I was like, okay, I'll buy this mic. So I got a fucking email today at 5:30 in the morning. It says, because I hit notify me when in stock, and Corsair sent me an email. They're like, because Corsair owns Elgato. I don't know if you knew that.
No.
It says, your microphone's back in stock. The Elgato Wave 3 for $160. Oh my goodness. So I literally laying in bed at 8:30 this morning. I wake up and my alarm went off, and I freaking go to the webpage. I put all information in. I hit order. And or like go to next page or whatever after I put in my shipping information in. And the freaking site's like broken. It's like not loading. It's like not pushing through. So I'm like, what the heck? So I get up out of bed. I go to my computer. I do the same thing. I log in. I got a 10% off coupon too. So I had 10% off. Yeah. I got free shipping. So right. I got the mic for like, it was like 160, I think it was actually, not 130. The Wave 1's 130. The Wave 3's 160. And then I got free shipping. 10% off. It came down to 143 and then plus tax, I think. So go through it again and it says site's down. Come back for like, wait for maintenance to be finished. So I keep checking. Like it's like 9:30 at this point. I keep refreshing it. And then the site refreshes and then it says notify me when in stock. I'm like,
you're kidding.
So the mic was either like shutting down the site because so many people ordered it at one time, because they all got that email at once that they ordered it and that the site like broke because like they couldn't keep up with all the orders, because it did say like delay, like it said at the top of the screen like expect 3 to 5 day delivery for your thing to ship or whatever. 3 to 5 day delay is what I meant to say for it to ship out.
But I don't understand.
I didn't get the mic, and I think I'm destined to not get the mic and just get the set is what I'm trying to say. That's a long story, but to make it short, I think the $160 I was going to put toward that microphone, I don't need it, because maybe that $160 is just saved for the interface, get the interface, and then that way I can get all the microphones I have already.
Yes. I think yes to that, to what you just said.
Forget getting a USB-C mic, like, because it's nothing crazy special. It's just a nice mic that has, and then it's going to be my way because it's like, I don't know. I'd have to get like a boom arm for it because I don't want to always on a stand for Discord.
Yeah. Right.
Because Discord, I have my headset on, and it's so nice having my headset on because my microphone's built in my headset. Everything's wireless. Right. So I love my headset for that reason.
You'll definitely get a boom or something at some point because it's so nice, like a nice one, a professional one that you can use for recording and for Discord and everything. But you won't want to get that for a USB-C microphone. You'll want to get it for a XLR mic. You know what I mean? So maybe it makes sense, like you just said, to do it and save your money towards
the reason I was doing that is because then I don't have to drop $500 on an interface plus tax.
Yeah.
So it is significantly less. $160 for a microphone. Yeah, it's USB-C. It's not XLR. It's fine. I know it will work Discord. That's why I wanted it. Right. But right. I was like, is it worth it? So I was like, I'm just going to buy it, whatever. And if I don't want it and I don't like it, I can sell it secondhand. This mic's so sought after that I could literally sell it for double on eBay.
Well, so I was like, what I don't understand is how is this microphone so popular that so many people want to buy it? It's literally
because
who's using this?
Everyone that's doing video chats and video
conferencing. It's so specific though. Streaming. No,
you don't need that. It's not specific. Every webcam right now is out of stock. Like, except for the really cheap ones on Amazon. Every good, decent webcam by good manufacturers, completely backordered for weeks now.
You're telling me that they're companies?
Also, Elgato's very slow with making them. They're making very limited.
Well, maybe that must be why, because there's no company that's going to be like, you're going to have to buy a $160 microphone to do web conferences. There's no way. There's no way.
No, I'm not saying that, but people are buying it because they're streaming with it. It's for streaming. And like a lot of people are streaming right now because they're at home, they're playing more games, they're getting out of work and jumping into games more often like we are. And like I'm just checking it real quick now to see. Yeah, Amazon's still out of stock. Best Buy, it's said sold out forever. Elgato site still says sold out. And literally a Logitech site still says sold out.
I don't know.
Well, not Logitech. Corsair. Yeah, it's dumb.
Something's fishy.
So I pretty much give up on it.
Yeah.
I'm still on the notification list, but like I literally ordered it 3 hours after I got the email, which is like I'm not gonna wake up at 5:30 because I didn't know I got an email.
Right.
Saying it's in stock. So like I'm like everybody else on the East Coast waking up normal and yep, out of stock. So I'm like, okay, whatever. So
dang. Well, move on to the next. I think what you're thinking is the right thing to do, but
so yeah, I like my headset. It works. I'm just gonna stick with the headset and then just keep saving money. Eventually, I'll upgrade the interface and I'll be good to go. That FireWire card I bought on the PC was $35. It was so cheap. Yeah, so
right.
It's not like it's like I'm at a loss. Like you know what I mean? Like for me to temporarily have this recording like right now is through my FireWire interface and through using my music and stuff like. $35 is nothing. It's cheap.
Right. It's I've already mentioned this on the podcast before, but when you have access to adult money and you have to set your priorities to when you want to buy something, it is so difficult because you want 10 things and you can really only choose two of them. Even though you can afford 10 things, you're like, shoot, which one should I buy?
Well, just like you're trying to see the value of like what you're buying too. So like, do I need this Lego set? It's $130. No, I don't really need it, but like,
what am I going to get out of
this weekend? Buy a microphone, like, no? Yeah, yeah, like exactly. So I'm like, I'm going to get more out of like spending that $130 on like
anything or a camera or, you know, yeah,
right. Exactly. That $130 could be a Logitech camera right now.
And then you could stream or you could do whatever or or whatever it is, you know, maybe $130 towards.
I'll build a set and it's going to set the side. It'll look nice, but like, I won't touch it again. Like that's it. It's done.
Yeah.
It's a one-time thing. Or maybe it's like at least the other things I'll use more.
Yeah. Or like new recording equipment for music. And then you're like, finally I can get to the next step or whatever I want to do for making my loops or whatever it is. But that's exactly. Really true.
Exactly.
So that was probably the biggest thing that we worked on recently. But I think we need to look at what's happening soon here. In the tech world. So it's September. It's actually September 2nd. And you know what that means.
Kind of crazy. I don't know. This like year has like disappeared.
So we're almost at the end of the year. We're almost at Christmas time and we did nothing this whole year.
Just like it's crazy to think like literally like next month's Halloween, like end of the month. And then it's gross, Thanksgiving like, right in a row.
Another Halloween where I've done nothing. But that's okay.
Like this year is gone. Like I've been working from home since March 13th. Think about that.
That's crazy.
March 8th. Yeah, it's almost September 13th. So that's almost 6 months.
Yeah. And I don't think time has moved faster ever in my life before. Ever in my life before.
I think you're right. This summer disappeared.
Because
we've just been living the same thing day in, day out inside our homes.
Yeah, exactly. There's no, I didn't like travel. I didn't do anything. I didn't, you know, right. There's barely any new people I met. Like I met some new people, made some new relationships with people, but I didn't have any major, like in my local life, any major like relationship changes. It's just some small life changes. And then That's really it.
Right.
But that's crazy, dude. We're going to be in October, and then it's going to be the end of the year, and that's going to be it. We're going to be in 2021.
Yep.
So
I know.
So in September, we're looking at some, obviously starting new goals, making new things, right? Making, obviously looking, making music and doing our podcast and doing, video games, stuff like that. But we need some new phones though, dude.
Very badly. At least I do. I know you're not, like, your phone's not that bad, well, but mine's my phone, very bad.
Yeah. I definitely need a new phone though, for sure. I mean, my screen's coming off and my AppleCare expired. So
I guess yours is worse than mine, because mine doesn't have any damage and my battery's not swelling or anything. It's not like being weird. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, not glitching out. The only thing my phone doesn't do, actually, that's not true. I guess my phone does have one issue. I can't, if I go into Instagram and I record a story, like a live story, let's say, like I'm at a concert. No, it doesn't crash. I record stories on my videos, and none of the audio captures. All the audio is really, really, really quiet. But if I record a video through the camera app, it's fine. All the audio is captured. So I don't know what it is. Something with my phone with Instagram does not work right.
And you already reset the app and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Weird.
Very.
So, yeah, I mean, other than that, looking at getting new phones.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to the 12.
Yeah. It's surprising though that I read a lot of the rumor stuff that's been coming out, and watched a bunch of videos like within the past couple months, the past 6 months, obviously, because it starts big of the year, you know, all the rumor stuff, how it's evolved and stuff like that. And it's super, super interesting. But I think the most interesting thing that I found is the fact that we have no announcement yet, and it's September, and we don't know what's going to happen. You know, we have like some speculation of what things are going to look like and stuff like that on our new phone, but I guess the biggest thing is, how are you going to buy it? Like, let me ask you that. How are you going to buy your phone? Are you going to do like another year upgrade, or what are you going to do? Buy it outright?
I'm not going to buy it outright, probably, because it's going to be like $1,000, right? Because if I'm going to get the highest end model, pretty much, or because I was going to buy the 11 Pro, right? And I was like, oh, I can hold off another year. It's fine. And I'm glad I did, because
here you are years later.
Well, not years. Last year was the 11 Pro.
So no, I mean, like from here, since we are almost at the new phone. The 7, I'm saying.
So the 7 I got, so 7 I got when it came out, 2016.
Dude, ridiculous.
Can you believe that, 2016?
How can wait that long?
And I didn't even order it when it first came out. I ordered it like a month later. So I got it, what was it? Right around Halloween, right? Yeah.
Yeah, because you got the Halloween. Jet black. You're like, I want jet black. Let's do it.
I wanted jet black, and it was delayed for a little bit, because that color was special. And then I came to Arizona for Dad's birthday, and then after I left, because I got the case through your store and through you, I got the black silicone case. I went home with that case, and then I got the phone in the mail, and I didn't ship it to my apartment, because I lived in an apartment that didn't have my own private door. Ugh. So I didn't trust it being delivered at my complex, because somebody would just take that phone, you know what I mean? That would be dumb of me. So I actually shipped it to mom. So mom got the phone, and then she had to give it to me. So I had to like meet her to get it or whatever. But
it's so ridiculous.
Yeah. So that was Halloween of 2016. So that's almost 4 years ago I've had my phone. And like I said, it's still running fine, but the battery is shot. Like, I charge this thing 3 times a day. I'm not even joking. 2 to 3 times a day. Depending on how much I'm on it. I think it's at 77% capacity.
Let me see. Still pretty good.
77% maximum capacity, which, still pretty good. But the battery's small on it. It's not the plus version, it's just the regular.
Right.
But it's not slow. That's what's crazy. Like, the chip in it works great. I still get all the OS updates. I have a ton of apps on it because I got the 128 gigabyte version.
Right.
So, anyway, to answer your question, I'm going to do the the payment plan through my Apple Card to do the interest-free payments, just like I did with this phone. Apple, but you don't have to do it through Apple Card. I think you could do it with anything, but like I did that phone through my bank, like my normal bank, and it just charged me monthly payments for 24 months, no interest. Greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
So you don't have to pay the phone outright, and then you can either upgrade at the 2 years or the with 1 year mark is when you can upgrade after paying 12 payments, right?
Yep. After a year. Yep.
Or you could just keep paying the 24 months and then just be done and just own the phone like outright, which I like doing because I don't have to pay. I don't upgrade every 2 years. I upgrade like clearly every 4 or 3 to 4.
you're gonna do that again, you think?
Yes, because it saves you 2 years. Then you don't have a payment on your phone. So all those 2 years preceding your paid off phone, you only pay the data. So it saves you a ton of money and you can spend your money on other things. Because the phone's not really changing that much. Like, think about it. Every upgrade they have, so minuscule. But now, from 7 to the 12, it's going to be a big jump for me. But, like, for you, it's not going to be that big of a jump. You know?
Right, right.
It really won't be. Because you have a 10, right? A 10 or a 10S?
Just an iPhone 10.
It's still going to be a nice jump. But I'm just saying not nearly as big as it is for me.
Absolutely, yeah. Because you can have Face ID, dude. Jump. Yeah.
I don't have Face ID. Exactly. I still have Touch ID. Yep.
Yeah.
Aaron's had Face ID almost 2 years now. Her phone's paid off in November.
Yeah.
10S. She has a 10S. So, yeah. So I'm excited.
It's exciting.
I'm looking forward. Yeah. To see what they put into it. Yeah. I haven't looked at Mac rumors in a while. Usually they have like the good rundown. Let's see what they say currently. They usually have a good idea like leading into the month. What's coming?
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I have not kept up. I've just been on 12. YouTube.
So they say there's gonna be four versions of the phone. I don't know what that means. Like different sizes, different screen displays. It says the new physical design, which we understand is gonna be kind of like a combination of the current glass front and back of the 11 Pro, but rounded tapered edges like the 5 and the 4. You agree? That's probably the look.
Yep.
Screen sizes, they're saying there's going to be a 5.4 inch, a 6.7 inch, and a 6.1 inch.
Dang. So
I'll most likely be getting the
6.1
or the 5.4 because I don't like a big phone. I like the smaller phones. Yeah, my hand doesn't like the big phone. It says triple lens 3D camera. So it's probably going to get that LiDAR sensor if I had to guess, just like the iPad has.
Yeah.
All OLED. They're going to get 5G connectivity, which I don't know what that means for us because I think we're still on 4G with our like data through my like family plan. So
you'll be converted probably throughout the year. Yeah.
You think they'll upgrade the tower slowly and like go to 5G?
Well, no matter what, will be upgraded slowly, but it'll probably show in your settings 5G, but it'll just be running 4G LTE. And then if you're in an area that has 5G, it'll just be boosted to 5G. Like, it'll be at 5G capabilities.
Right, I can almost guarantee. Right.
That's how I'll show it.
And then the last thing it says, it'll have the A14 chip, their new processor, which we don't know exactly what it powers, but that's the next gen from the 13. And they're saying their rumor is a $649 starting price. That would be the smallest size, the 5.4 inch. So just to give you a perspective, the 6.7 inch is the current iPhone 11 Pro Max. That's the size of it. The 6.1 inch, which is what I'm looking at, is the current iPhone 11 and just the regular 11 or the 11 Pro.
Or is it the
non-Max version?
Yeah.
The non-Max version. Just like the regular 11 Pro or the regular 11. It's 6.1 inches. And then the 5.4 inch, to give you a perspective, it's in between an iPhone 8 size and 7 size and an iPhone SE. It's actually smaller than the phone I have, which makes sense. They're making a budget version of the new model without making the iPhone like the 11. So it's like that's probably the one that'll be $650, which makes sense. Like the starting price for that phone will be $650. But it has the same camera lenses. Like it's not a watered down camera lens. It's got the same triple lens setup, just a smaller phone, smaller form factor.
So it's like in between, battery, obviously. It's like nicer than the iPhone SE 2, but not as expensive.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Exactly. Not, and not the same size wise.
Right, right.
Yep. So like just to show you, I'm gonna send you this like this link real quick so you can see it.
Yeah, I probably get
the same. Scroll down.
The same size that I have now. Oh, okay, cool. I see.
Yeah, ooh, I'm gonna get the same size. I'm gonna get the 6.1. So yeah, just to show you, like if you scroll down, you can see that chart.
Yeah, so for our listeners, that there's a bunch of rumor sites and comparison sites and YouTube videos and a bunch of people that speculate and stuff like that, but we're just looking at one site, which is MacRumors. They've obviously, they're super famous for tons of stuff for news and speculation for the tech industry. But this is just one article for the iPhone 12. And they have stuff all throughout the year, throughout like rumors and stuff that they release and have like collaborations with a bunch of tech users and stuff like that. But there's a diagram on there that shows like a comparison between an original iPhone SE all the way up to what they have rendered as like a mock-up model, like a 3D printed model or of an iPhone 12, which is a 6.7 diagonal display. It's crazy big. It's huge, enormous.
Yeah, that I don't like that phone. Like the iPhone 11 Pro Max, that's way too big for my hand. I don't know about you, but I would never carry that big of a phone in my pocket.
Yes, it is just...
It's just too big. Like, and then you hold in your hand, you can't even reach the apps on your phone because you're like, your thumb can only reach so far. Like you're stretching to reach everything on the phone. Like, I don't want that. That's not comfortable.
Yeah. I can barely even... When I had the 7 Plus and... I had it in my hand. I could never reach the top of the screen. I always had to, like, because my hand is so small. I mean, obviously, people have much bigger hands, but I put it in my pocket too, and it was just like ridiculous. I was like, why do I have it? It was so uncomfortable all the time when I put it in my pocket. I was like, never again will I get a phone that's this big. Never.
No, it's not worth it. Like, just
get it's like the, a like, tablet. Size. Yeah.
It's you don't need that big of a display. It's like. Too much unless you're consuming like a ton of media on your phone only and like don't have like a big screen TV or something, like then I understand that maybe, you know what I mean, like if you're watching a lot of movies on your phone or something, like okay,
yeah,
but yeah,
but on this same subject, I was just watching an Unbox Therapy video about some rumors and stuff like that, the iPhone 12, which we were discussing before this, and he has some other videos, which I think you should also watch, Connor, and our listeners should watch. He has some other videos on there about some other smartphones, and they're like smartphone and slash tablets. They're like the foldable display ones, one by Samsung, one by Surface.
Oh, I've seen those. They're crazy, man.
They are absolutely insane. Like they're the newest versions of what they had out. So they're... there's a new one that I watched today that he, it's not like a new video from today. It's from, it's like maybe from a week ago, a couple weeks ago. I don't know what the date is, but he unboxed a review copy. He didn't show the software because the software version's not out. He's like, I can't even turn it on because it's just to unbox the physical device. It was a Microsoft Surface phone. It was like a Surface tablet phone. And you know they have those Surface computers, right? Where they have, you flip it open and it's like a tablet and computer with that crazy hinge. It was that, but in a phone. And it was so big, Connor. You have to watch this. It was so big and so thin. He was mind blown. Lou was like, dude, I cannot believe how premium this feels. So the phone it has the prices on Microsoft's website. It's running Android Snapdragon, but didn't say what version of Snapdragon it's running because they don't want to give out the OS version yet because they're still working on it. He's like, it is so premium. And the prices for the 256 were like $1,500 or something for the phone. So it's pretty much a phone and a tablet in one. And you have to unfold it to get to the phone part. But the display is bendable, right? It's a bendable display. And he's like, and there's glass on both sides. It was literally the coolest. It was the most futuristic Black Mirror thing I've ever seen. Because you've seen, obviously, Samsung's foldable phones, right, with the display. But they have newer versions of that out now. And they look insane, absolutely insane. And they're thin. But this was so big and flat. I was like, this literally looks like a futuristic Black Mirror tablet that you have up to your head. It's a phone. It's literally a phone. Like, it's real. And I don't know how this exists in the world. This is literally where we're going, where everything is going to be a tablet and a phone, and it's going to be able to fold in your pocket and put in your pocket.
It's an all-in-one, yeah. See, it's like you're carrying around a computer essentially always.
Literally.
Yeah.
That's what he said. He's like, it's literally a mini laptop in your pocket.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he was blown away.
People
are
already doing that, but like...
Yeah.
Because people got like that... What was it? The Galaxy Fold, I think, when that came out. Yeah. Samsung Galaxy Fold. And that was the best, the most premium device that folded out. Like, the phone's nuts.
So I was just like blown away because... Like, he was surprised, and seeing it in the video, you're like, there is no way. You can use this as a phone. It's not just a tablet. You can use it as a phone, put it up to your ear and talk to somebody, and then use it as a full-on device and probably as a computer too. Like, that's pretty much where we're going to go. It's going to be an all-in-one device. Yep. And
I'm shocked Apple isn't there yet, but like, they're always slower behind, and then they come out with like the best rendition of that version. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
They're always like behind like a couple of years, but then like when their version drops, everybody's like, oh my goodness, this is crazy. But like, right. it's not like, new technology. It's just like the refined version of it.
Right.
That's exactly. How it always is. Like they're like, always late to like the party, but like they have the cleanest version of when they release it.
Right. Exactly. It'll be like, you
that's
know,
how like all the phone features are and all that. Yeah.
Yeah, 3 or 4 years from now, there'll be like a crazy foldable display phone, and, yep.
and
it'll be like razor thin.
Folds.
Yeah, and yep. you'll be like, there's no way you could be razor thin. It's like, well, we have this nanotechnology we've developed for 10 years now, and that's why.
Yeah, it's like, going to be like...
Nanotechnology!
Yeah, and it's going to run like a hybrid version of iOS with iPad OS on it.
Yeah.
So like, you can run all those like... shortcuts and all those like gestures that are on the iPad Pro,
yeah,
all that will translate to the iPhone, and like, but also it's still a phone, so like it's portable with the folding, you know, and everything.
Yep.
Like, I'm sure, and the phone's gonna be like $2,000 instead of $1,000 like they are now. We double the price.
It's gonna be like $2,000.
It's a laptop.
Yep. It's gonna have like
laptop prices now.
You know, like face like recognition, so like you can use your hands to like do gestures on the screen, so you don't have to touch it. So like you can like mm-hmm. recognize what you're scrolling through with your hands and like all.
Because I know that already exists in these like yeah. Android and Samsung phones,
yes.
but like
yeah.
they're not. It's not that widely used yet, and like it's not that refined. And then Apple's gonna drop it. And it's gonna be like the most fluid thing ever, and everybody's like, "Oh my goodness!" It's like this has been out for years, but now they got it down.
Exactly.
That's usually how it goes.
It's just so sick because it's so mind blowing that. There is this technology that exists right now, and I'm sure it's already out there that we don't even know about, and it's there. Like, it is already, you know, in some mm-hmm. device or in some platform.
Somewhere, somebody has something manufactured with it, or a prototype or something.
Yeah. And it's so, like, until, because obviously once it's being mass manufactured for the, you know, the mass consumer is the last step. That's the lowest on the chain, you know, for other people to get it.
Right. But. Exactly.
Just shows you the crazy world we live in right now with technology, how quick things are.
I know. It's nuts.
Just, I mean, just looking at like what the trillion or
think about how far,
however.
Yeah.
I was just going to say like the trillion transistors or whatever it is inside of a single CPU.
Oh yeah. Or even just looking at like those GPUs I just like told you about, like how many nanotransistors are in those. Like, it's yeah. like crazy how many times more it is from the, like the last generation, like the GeForce cards that were released from Turing to that Ampere architecture.
Exactly.
But just crazy to think like technology's got so exponential with the increases. Think about where we were. I was just looking at like the timeline of iPhones, 2007, because 2017 was the iPhone 10. That was the 10-year anniversary of the first iPhone. Think about how far, if you just go back 10 years from 2007 to 1997, how far from that 10 years to where they were then
yeah,
with the iPhone yeah. 1. That's a huge jump. And then you go from 2007 with the first iPhone to then the phone you have in your hand. That's a huge jump too.
With facial recognition now, built into a phone.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
Can you
so
think
that's
of
2017.
That?
So
that's insane.
Right. And I know the increases now are very incremental, but I'm really curious to see now from the phone you have now to 2027, 10 years from then, like where we're at with technology, because that's only 7 years away. And I'm sure it's going to be some crazy stuff that will change in that 7 years in tech.
Yeah.
Like exactly. Every year there's something new. Every day there's something new. Like, and it changes so quickly, and then people adapt to it so quickly and jump onto the bandwagon so quickly. It's nuts.
Yeah, that's freaking crazy. It's so hard. It's just crazy to think about. Like,
yeah.
But, and another thing I was thinking about the other day was that thing I sent you on Twitter, or maybe it was a TikTok. It was that.
It was on Twitter. My sweet, sweet, sweet Twitter.
Twitter.
What's on Twitter. Up, what? What'd you send me?
Want to get me a smoochie? It was
Want to give me a little Twitter?
Want to give me a smoochie?
You little chilly. You want my Twitter?
Yeah, I got a cardigan over here, a little scarfy. It was this lady that had that full VR kit, and it was a full 360 VR kit with harness.
Oh yeah.
That you can buy
on Instagram or something. Yeah.
Dude, it's like $3,000. You can buy it, and it has the whole VR hookup and everything.
So you can walk in place with the trampoline thing and all that. And
yes.
Jump and stuff.
Connor, yeah. It has
a
treadmill.
Running into your stuff, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's
dude,
cool.
That's insane. That's literally insane. Yeah. We could play VR, have our full headset, the speakers in our ears, you know, the goggles, the speakers, the walking gear, the harness, everything, and be in a virtual reality game and be physically moving. Like, a consumer can own that. That just blows my mind.
That's pretty cool.
A couple years ago, you literally couldn't own that. Like, that was so expensive that it was out of reach. You know, I mean, obviously some people could own it because you had a ton of money, but if you wanted to buy it.
Right.
But that's just so insane. We could literally play a game, a video game, and our whole body can be engaged in VR. That's just insane.
Yeah, that's one thing that I always wanted to buy the PlayStation VR, but it's expensive. And I was like, is that really worth it? Like, is there enough games? And I never did it because I didn't know if I'd be sensitive to the motion sickness and stuff. But now that I have the graphics card on my PC that literally supports VR because it has all the HDMI inputs on it, I can now buy like an Oculus or something. I can literally play all these PC games because like there's way more in that library than just the PlayStation stuff.
And so there are so many.
I have to dip into that eventually.
And I absolutely am going to buy. And the VR headsets are now way cheaper than what they used to be because of other companies obviously releasing, you know, games and headsets and stuff like that that are, you know, making the price drive down. But that is absolutely something I want to do with you for sure. We need to definitely do that.
Right. Yeah, I agree. But,
so what do you think? Do you want to play some Age of Empires or what?
Yes, let's go play something.
Or maybe some Valorant, or what do you want to do?
Yeah, I think I need to mess somebody up in Valorant or something. a little like wake me up.
Oh, are you sleepy?
Yeah, man. It's 10:30.
Oh, no. Sleepy boy.
It's that crazy long, dreary work day I had.
Dang, dude. You had jury
duty? It's only two more days. No. Dreary day, not jury duty.
Oh, that's what, I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
Well,
but only two more days left, and then the work week's over. So what's nice about this is like our hump day, you know, episode. So like gets me through the week because like then I'm like, okay, when this is over, I only have 2 days of work, and that's the weekend.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like a little like remind me, you know, pick me up.
Yeah. Well, we can keep this one short. We can always do like a special pod. Maybe this weekend we'll drop one. We're definitely going to look at streaming. I might stream some video games tomorrow.
Yeah, we need to figure out our stream days, and like, you know, we can put it on our podcast too, and
yeah,
tell our, you know, viewers, listeners, what they
our intended schedule is.
Yeah. viewers on Twitch, listeners on podcast.
Yeah. So
you know what I meant.
For everyone that's listening, so you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, Mr. Green Hunter, and on Twitch, twitch.tv/Mr. Green Hunter. I will be hopefully streaming Thursday, Monday, maybe on Sundays, and then Connor and I will probably be doing some maybe special stuff on the weekends. We will see. What about you?
Yeah, I agree. Trying to get back into, I haven't streamed in a while, so I'm trying to get back into doing some, like, everything we're playing, pretty much multiplayer. I just want to post it, you know, stream it live. Mm-hmm. All our communication and stuff on there too. All our Discord stuff going on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, cool. Thanks for joining me on this little iPhone 12 kind of like sporadic journey of, I guess this was all over the place, but you know, touch a little base, a little bit on the rumors.
Touch a little and, like, basis on the. Of what we,
yeah. Well, yeah. What we expect to see, you know, for our new phones.
Yeah. I'm
excited.
Yeah. It's a journey I'm going to take with you, baby.
Cool. I'm excited.
Anything else you want to mention? Anything else you want to share with me? Cool.
Not that I can remember. Yeah.
All right, I guess I won't talk to you till next Wednesday then. So
all right, talk to you next Wednesday.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Prota.
Bye bye now. See ya.
Bye bye. B.